Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch a cat. Fish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Mormon boys raise don't shotgun. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around the
promised land.
And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you.
game is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
It's old Shazia's out here. I hope everybody's doing well. That noise you hear in the background is my electric heater. I might have to get up and turn it off. It's starting to get a little warm up in this house here. Anyway, today I wanted to start touching on a little bit of what mad science was all about. You know, if you go over there on my YouTube channel over there, YouTube/Shazia's there, you'll see it's 202 videos on there, and all these videos, a lot of them show you about different things that you can salvage out of the junk and different projects I'm working on and that kind of stuff, you know. But what's the point of mad science to begin with? The uh, the whole point for me, myself, the reason why I even bother with this whole mad science show and the mad science on YouTube there, it's because as I look out into this world and I listen to all the stupidity going on, it drives me insane. I've had rants on my show before, and I've raised a ruckus, and I just get so frustrated. The electric companies out there making money hand over fist over on the average Joe. The government's trying to tell you you can't hang up a solar panel without having to pay taxes, or the green freaks are telling you you can't put up wind turbines because the birds are running into them, and so on and so forth. It's just so ludicrous, the whole deal. You know, there's a guy out there, Paul Watson from Well Wars. He goes out there. I actually had him on the show once or twice. Pretty nice guy, pretty busy. But anyway, they believe in their cause, and they're out there doing it. They're actually out there trying to save the whales and the dolphins and bluefish tuna and so on and so forth. You know, they're really proactive out there in the world, trying to make the world a better place and trying to protect nature and such. They're actually out there doing it. You know, they got a boat, and they got people that back them up, and they actually get out there and actually do it. We talk about islands of plastic floating everywhere out there in the ocean. We talk about the so-called pollution all over the planet. We talk about the doggone bogus global warming scam. Anybody who lives up in Buffalo in the last big snowstorm up there would probably disagree with whole global warming. Of course, now it's climate change. Anyway, knowing all the different things that I know about all the different technologies out there that are available, that have been available, even all the way... Hold on a second. And turn that doggone heater off. Knowing what we know about all the technologies that are already in existence and all the other different technologies that we've seen, everything from LED lighting and fluorescent lighting and so on and so forth, knowing all the different exotic materials that we have access to work with, and still yet, in the alternative energy community out there, you got a lot of wonderful, brilliant minds. A lot of people out there that are doing some really awesome research, even though whatever. But a guy like me comes on the scene, and I'm kind of a crazy guy, I guess. I put out some crazy videos. I put a huge question mark on the planet because I'm asking the crazy question. Why is it we're still using fossil fuel? If everybody's so worried about the so-called global warming deal, why are we using fossil fuel? Man-made climate change is a scam, and I'm sorry that so many people out there have fallen for it or whatever. You know, if you believe it, you believe it. Run with it. Try to save the planet. That's a wonderful thing. I hope you succeed. But in the meantime, here we are, humanity, the year 2015. We should be so much further advanced technologically that it is just mind-blowing. We are literally setting into Flintstone Age when we should be in Space Age. And so... mad science to me is about the ignorance of the whole deal. It's the teaching kids climate change in school and blaming it on the guy who's driving his car to and fro work. You know, you gotta close down your wood burning stove because there's carbon emissions getting in the air. They have no clue what real science is. And so it makes me mad. It makes me flat out mad. And as I watch all the comments coming in on my YouTube channel and being called everything but a white man, everything under the sun, I've been cussed up and down, left and right, been told how stupid I was. And yet, the ones who do subscribe and they do pay attention and they really want to hear what, you know, what all different technologies are out there, or see little experiments being done, and I point out all the different researchers that I've came across. I see you know, guys like Ryan out there is doing some really cool work. Terry out there is doing some cool work, Deeds and RWG research, and, you know, Desert Experimenter, all these guys out there, and there's a bunch of them. There's so many, it's just, it's mind-boggling. And so I try to point everybody towards those guys, because those guys are doing some really good work, you know? I try to point everybody in any direction towards anything that has that question mark in front of it, so that you can open your mind to see what's going on out there, to do something, anything. I just, I get so frustrated, and every single time I think about it, I just get to the point where every day is going to be my last day doing a radio show, or every day is going to be my last day doing a YouTube video. Sometimes I'm even misunderstood by even the alternative energy community. They don't understand what it is that I'm trying to point out. I got religious views, I got political views, I got mad science views. The whole thing, all of it in a nutshell, boils down to the fact that this world, it's in a mess, and it needs to be fixed. And if some of my craziness and some of my mad science will get the gears a ticking, the minds a thinking, you know, I guess I can tolerate being cussed out every time I turn around, told how stupid I am or whatever. I guess I can tolerate that as long as it actually leads to some sort of positive change for our humanity. This world's whacked, man. You've got people out there who are into all kinds of new age religions and stuff, you know, worshiping the creator instead of the creation. You got people out there supposedly shooting each other up. You got so much craziness going on in this world. Wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famines, pestilence, and everything. That was all in my book. I've read it in the Bible, you know. But I bring that up, boy, and I'll tell you what. I cause a problem. I cause a big problem. Because people don't want to hear it. People don't want to hear about the government. People don't want to hear about nothing. But it's all connected. Every single bit of this is all connected. Some of the things that was said to me by, you know, what would be friends out there, I thought, on YouTube, whatever. More or less, what's wrong with you? You know, you're stupid or something. You're crazy. But it's all connected. You know, how do you know what part of this reality is what? How do you know which part of this reality is real and which isn't? Because there's so much lies and deception and distortion and all that. I want a world better for my children. That's as simple as that. I want a world better for my grandchildren. It's as simple as that. So I put a platform together in hopes that all of us would come together and we'd do something with this deal. You know? This ain't about somebody's ego. It ain't about somebody getting famous or rich or whatever. It's about, if they're going to teach science, they need to teach real science. You know, if they're going to talk about clean, renewable energy, they need to actually do it. Technology's there. The smallest one of it all, solar panels, you know? Oh, the solar panels aren't efficient enough. They're just this and this, they're just that. Tell me why it is that you can't use that solar panel to supplement your electric bill and cut down on your carbon footprint right out of the gate. I mean, if half the day you're running off of solar, and then the other half of the day you're running off the grid, wouldn't that be more productive towards the cause of fighting the so-called climate change, carbon emissions? I'm going to have to say it, because I'm a mad scientist. All you green people out there are flat out stupid. You know, I said it. You're flat out stupid. allow these governments to walk all over you while sitting there complaining about all the different things that's going on in this world, that as far as polluting nature and destroying Mother Earth. And what are you doing? What are you doing? Half the day you could be running your house on solar. You could be running on wind. So at least there's half the problem solved. You can be driving your car on water. Oh, well, that technology is not proven. Well, it cost Stan Myers his life, so it must be proven. I've messed around with hydrogen. I know the power of hydrogen. I actually did some video on it called Hydrogen Danger. I mean, I got a call right in the middle. Hello, turn your microphone down, please.
Good morning, dadgummit.
Alright, thank you.
We're
live.
Oh yeah, we know that.
Alright, well, somebody's tornadoes going on in the background.
I have a little video.
Anyway, I know you can burn water. I've done videos on it. And I know the explosive power of water. I know that water could run an internal combustion engine, and if you're worried about water rusting the insides, then you remodify the doggone motor itself. There's so many different possibilities out there in the alternative energy community that it's just mind-boggling. Yet all these so-called green people out there, save the planet, hug the trees, so on and so forth. The governments out there are still dealing with fossil fuels. They're still having wars over resources all over this planet. So why do I call it mad science? Why do I define my radio show and my YouTube as mad science? Because honestly, folks, it pisses me off. It really pisses me off because here we are. We're in the year 2015. We're sitting here listening to all the news media out there talk about all the different skirmishes going on all over. There's still bombs dropping in different countries. There's still people starving to death. There's still people freezing, needing heat, needing cool air, or whatever. There's a vast need all over this planet, and yet mankind stands idly by and says, we can't do this. We can't do that. The technology's not good enough. We've got some amazing electric motors these days. They put them just right on the edge of efficiency just so that you'll buy it. You know, it's an energy saver. It's an energy saver refrigerator. It's an energy saver light bulb. We could run that same doggone light bulb for just a fraction of the voltage if it was just slightly modified. And if this was really seriously a concern for the governments of the world, and or all the green freaks out there in this world, then we should have it done. We have the technology. We have every single piece to the puzzle to have clean, renewable energy, and we've had it since way back in the 1800s, if not even earlier than that. And yet, here we are today. Here we are. You go out and you buy a 5,000 or 6,000 watt generator for maybe $300 to $600, depending on whether you buy it used or new or whatever, and then you rush out and you buy your fossil fuel, and that's your backup system for the apocalypse. Do you know how to turn that doggone same fuel engine into a hydrogen motor or running off of wood gas or whatever? And this is what all these YouTube channels out there are pointing out. Everything from wood gasifiers to Stirling engines to solar panels to wind turbines and so on and so forth. And yet somebody wants to come on there on my videos and cuss me up and down a storm. That's fake. That's not real. This, that, you know, you're stupid. That's against the laws of physics, so on and so forth. But I put the question mark out there on this planet and I ask why. And if you ain't educated enough to understand why, don't watch my videos, unsubscribe my channel, and turn the radio off and don't listen to nothing I have to say. This isn't about me. It never has been about me.
It's just been about control.
It's been about the stupidity of humanity, where here we are in the year 2015. We should have some serious technology going on. We should have a world where there isn't nobody starving on the other side of the planet. We got monkeys running around in one direction raising a ruckus. We got jacks, you know what's on the other side of them shooting everybody up because you're not their religion. Whatever. You know? The holy jihad or whatever. I don't care about all that kind of stuff. What I care about is people. And if you're out there killing people under any purpose, to me you're a waste. Just like the waste that we see out there in this world as far as materials and things floating around in the ocean and, you know, everybody hollering, oh, well, woe is me, it's so doggone bad. And if you're American and you're complaining about global warming, or if you're complaining about trash or whatever, get off your lazy butt, get off the couch, and get out there and clean your neighborhood. Get out there and talk to the government officials out there who are supposedly representing you and point them in the alternative energy community and say, look, at least look at that guy's stuff. You know, he's talking about solar panels. He's talking about how to make them more efficient. He's talking about wind turbines. He's showing you how to build it. He's showing you all these different ways to reduce the so-called carbon footprint that y'all keep talking about you got to tax the heck out of us for. Why ain't the government working towards this? You know, this guy up there that's supposedly the president of the United States supposedly went into all this wind and solar. We're going to do clean, renewable, sustainable energy. And here it is. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. They're bankrupt solar panel companies, bankrupt windmill companies, and they're not doing it. Take those funds and point them off into a man like Muddy's lab, and I guarantee you he'll have wind turbines in everybody's yard if he has a choice about it.
Yeah.
But don't sit around and complain. And if you ain't going to get out there and pay attention to who you're electing, don't sit around and complain. And don't come over to my YouTube channel and start cursing me out and tell me how stupid I am because you don't like my ideas. I'll put an idea up. I'll put a couple of controversial videos up. Or I do all that every once in a while to shake the planet up because everybody keeps falling back asleep.
You know, like, do the math.
Yeah, do the math. It's right there in front of your face. If you think these guys out there aren't trying to manipulate your thoughts and your mind and steal your soul, then you're sadly mistaken. You're going to wake up one day standing in the midst of the apocalypse. There ain't going to be no lights on in your house and then nothing. And I'm not a doomsdayer, but I can see it. The writing's on the wall. I mean, if you can't see which direction we're heading as far as society, you know, it's sickening. We got the technology, we got super caps, we got so many different things that we could literally build cars that would recharge themselves as they're driving. You'd have solar on one top, you'd have wind turbines capturing the wind, generators in the wheels, you'd have the hydrogen cells or whatever. It can be done. We have all the technology. Instead of running around pissing and moaning about global warming, that this drives me insane. They had roofs collapsing because they had too much snow on them. Where's the heat? Oh, well, that's because we changed to the climate change because it didn't seem to be heating up anymore. It started getting cool, so we had to, in order to keep our lives still physically plausible, we had to call it climate change. Now it's climate disruption, just like it ain't a terrorist over there. It's a workplace violence or whatever. It's just, I want to pull my freaking hair out. In the 1800s, early 1900s, they had a mercury arc rectifier. That thing was bad to the bone. They had electric cars back then, too.
90 mile an hour.
And here we are. Year 2015. How many years later is that? Defining mad science is as simple as this. If there's a problem in the world, and you know you have the solution, and you're sitting there shouting it to all four points of the compass, and you're trying to put things out there that would get the individual's brain to moving, to create ideas, and all you get in return is some wise guy trolling you. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Yep.
It makes me want to run around swinging wildly into a crowd with a banjo.
Don't
craziness. Everything you say is true. It's absolutely positively 117.5% positive true.
Well,
but you want to do something like
that. All I want, man, all I want is people to think. That's it. Think. I'm not asking them for money. I haven't asked anybody for any donations for the radio show. I haven't asked them for any donations for my science or anything. All I want is for people to take that question mark and ask why. Why is it that there's a Fukushima radiation problem over there and you don't hear about it on the mainstream media unless there is no problem over there? That's the question. If there's a problem over there, if our fish are dying, why isn't the mainstream media on it so thick and hot and heavy and say, look, 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 our food chain is collapsing. Alright, we're going to die. Why aren't the mainstream media even talking about what's going on over there? During the BP oil spill, you heard about it all day long, every day for the longest time, and they kept on. Blamed this guy, would blame that guy. And instead of listening to all the other people out there that were saying stuff like, hey, let's absorb this up with straw, which is, biodegradable, and we can clean this mess up, you know. We all get together, pitch in, we clean it up before it got out of hand. But no, they didn't listen to nobody out there. What they did is they turned around and put a chemical called Corexit in the water. How's that supposed to help things out? You know? And now...
But the bad thing in the water is correct with the other bad thing on you. Two bads don't make good.
Yeah, so here we are. Here we are. We had a big old giant oil spill. It wasn't the first in history. You know, nature kind of came back out of a whole deal. But we got one oil spill over there that's still showing repercussions today. We got radioactive water supposedly pouring into the water. We got a core that's supposedly melting down through the Earth's crust. Either way, you know, all this is supposed to be going on. And yet, this world is still doing the same thing.
You know, she says, what you're saying about, you know, different problems throughout the world, this, that, other. It jogged my memory about here maybe a year ago. They had what was called a red tide off the west coast of Florida.
Yeah.
It was fish covering hundreds of square miles. But then in the reporting, they said this happens about every 7 or 8 years or whatever. And he kills fish, and the fishermen were rocking their heads back and forth with their head in their hands and whining and crying. The fish are dying. We can't make a living. This, that, and other. Look, I'm one of those type of people that if I see a problem, I don't want to change it, but I want to see what can I do to make that problem, take it and turn it into an advantage. Now, a lot of people out there already know that algae, whether it's freshwater algae or saltwater algae, is 45% by weight vegetable oil. Vegetable oil in warm climate can replace diesel fuel and give you 10% more power. So why weren't these fishermen out there with pumps?
You know how brilliant that is?
All this algae. They would have made twice as much off the algae as they would the fish.
I even designed a deal to take it out of the water.
Right.
Like the oil. If you take something in the shape like a rolling pin, alright, and you put it on the front of your boat, and you have the front of your boat kind of like a dustpan. Yeah. But, you know, it's up in the air. But as this roller rolls backwards, it's going to collect the oil off the water and leave the water.
Yes.
Okay, and then you got like a squeegee up there at the top.
Right.
Alright, and it squeegees it off, and that oil rolls down into the boat, and it can collect it that easy just by rolling it and squeegeeing. Doesn't take a pump, just takes something to roll that roller with enough force to overcome the squeegee.
So you got this boat.
And so you're rolling across the water, and you got that, well, of course you got some water in it. Well, the oil floats on the water. Some of it mixes, and it's sludge, but most of the water is going to go to the bottom, and you let that back in. You're not polluting.
The thing is, to build that boat for an oil spill, some people would say, well, we don't have that many oil spills, but think about it. You got these red tides. You got the green tides. You got the blue tides, you got the fluorescent tides, you got all this algae floating around in the ocean, so your boat to clean up an oil spill would not, it wouldn't be wasted. When it wasn't an oil spill, you just use it to cook like algae. I mean, come on, people, you got to take a bad situation and turn it into a good one.
Well, you know,
I mean, you say, well, that oil's too, you know, oh, it's too hard to, you got miles and miles and miles of it. Yeah, miles and miles and miles of profit.
Here's
good profit.
Here's the crazy thing about this whole deal, man. This, these people out here are just, you just showed a way that you could take and turn what would normally been a bad into a good. Alright, there are so many solutions out there. And instead of having people with ideas such as yourself, Raymond, they go refer to the mainstream media science guys. Alright, well, this is why we're having this problem. We got global warming. Your hairspray is causing a hole in the ozone layer. It's apocalyptic doom if you don't pay your carbon tax. You see what I'm saying? Now, do I have anybody's permission to be pissed off? Seriously?
No.
I mean, come on. These guys out there are supposedly highly educated science guys, and they couldn't come up with a simple solution such as what you guys are talking about by collecting that algae and turning it into biofuel? Or going out there using something that was biodegradable instead of synthetic to put down into the water to get the oil to go away, clean it up. And so when you got these fish and jellyfish that are literally turning to mush because of some sort of reason, whether it be the corexit that is still in the water or it's dissolving the doggone starfish or whatever, or any of the other craziness that they've done in order to try to clean up that doggone oil spill. When you got fish and you got tons of fish washing up on the shore and you got birds falling out of the sky, and then a guy like me comes along and says something about it, well, you're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy nutcase. Well, first off, If you're going to talk about science, at least get your doggone materials correct. It ain't tin foil, it's aluminum foil, for Pete's sake. And, oh, it just, that's cool. it just gives me a doggone headache, man. You guys still there? Your sound just like way back in the corner. Anyway, it just
took 2 steps away to go get me some coffee.
It just drives me insane because it ceases to be a conspiracy when birds start dropping from the sky, when fish start washing up on your seashore. And here we are. Okay, look, we got this problem going on, and all the green freaks are out there saying, we got this problem going on, we got to save the planet, we got to save Mother Earth. All right? And yet, here we go, on this side of the planet right here where we're noticing all this and we have the tools and the technology to point it out and to actually get down their hands on and do something about it. On the other side of the planet, we got knuckleheads over there doing drone strikes and bombing everybody and everybody trying to figure out a way to be the top dog of the log whenever World War III bounces around. We got brilliant individuals in every nation, all over this nation, who should be like standing up in front of their Congress, their Senates, their parliaments, and telling them, look, you guys are messing this place up and you ain't doing nothing to fix it, so we're taking over. That's all there is to it. I ain't talking about a violent revolution. I'm talking about some doggone common sense. If this system that you're working with, as corrupt as it is, I mean, I put those two videos out there called 1318, and you wouldn't believe the response I got from that behind the scenes. Woo.
Yeah, the second one's, 217 views?
Yeah.
That's one a day. Not bad.
I took a beating over that, but I don't care. I don't care anymore. You know, I don't call it mad science for nothing. And if you think you're going to go out there and you're going to complain about Mother Earth being polluted, or you're going to complain about the trees being cut down, and you're not going to do anything but like support your local community and plant more trees, or you're not going to go out there and support your local researcher out there in alternative energy, if you're just going to troll their channels and mock them because you on one hand you got the taught science of school in this hand, and you got your green in the other hand, and you want this. You want the green thing, but it has to go along with the system science. Otherwise, you can't use it. If you're doing that, if you're sitting there trying to quote to me the laws of physics and telling me why it is that I can't do it, when on the other hand you're coming out of the talking out of the side of your neck and talking about save the planet, you're the problem. You're the idiot. Because I'm sitting there, I'm at least doing something to making some sort of alternative energy, while all you're doing is coming along criticizing me and other guys like me that are out there trying to actually physically put machines together and trying to get people to take note and trying to put ideas on the table that other people can expand on, while you are trolling my channel with your green in one hand and your science in the other hand. You're going to have to drop one of them. You're going to have to drop the green, or you're going to have to drop the science. If you're going to argue with me over differences of opinion in electricity, then you need to drop one of the two hands.
Right.
Because you're not doing anything but making the situation worse. Meanwhile, while you just sat there and wasted your time and my time on YouTube as far as telling me I don't know what I'm talking about, meanwhile, there's another bomb dropping somewhere. There's another tear in a baby's eye somewhere on the other side of the planet that needs some food. If you're really...
What pisses me off, we get some guy who's not even legal as a citizen to be a president. He says, well, we're going to give you tax breaks. We'll go ahead and we'll give you so much off to where it'll pay for itself in 5 years, off your taxes and all this stuff. Put up your wind turbines, put up your doggone deal, but you got laws against putting them up. Number one, like in Boomerstown, is city statutes and codes. And basically, you can't put them up in city limits. Most people live in city limits, number one. Two, I'm out here in the country. I can put it up. That's fine. It's wonderful. You have to own your own land and be out there away from the city, where if something does happen, man, you got to be the first to die anyway. But what really torques my jaw is they call it green energy incentives, but what it was is tax incentives. You buy, you get it, you install it. Before you can get any of your money back above what they're going to help you with, they make a tax for it.
Yeah.
All you did was help the government stick it deep.
It's just nuts. It's flat out. It's flat out nuts. When you've got technology such as these solar panels these days are just mind-boggling efficient. They're awesome, and they could be even better. And you can duct tape them to the wall for Pete's sake, and supplement your income.
You remember that cash for clunkers?
Yeah.
Cash for clunkers, yeah, because they put out so much bad emission. You know what? These new cars, if one sensor goes out, they put out more crap into the air, number one. Two, those things were heavy. The old clunkers, the ones that were dependable. And they take those, they have to transport, they have to crush them. Then they have to ship it, and they have to melt it. And it puts more carbon into the doggone air than them stupid things have put off in their lifetime.
Well, let me ask you a question, buddy. How much do you think one of them bombs and one of them drones cost?
Oh, God, come on.
Seriously, if we the taxpayer were to go to the store and we had the option to buy either a brand new drone and a brand new bomb to go in that drone, or we had the option to buy solar panels for citizens of the United States. All right, we the taxpayer, we're spending our money. All right, number one, I think if it was we the taxpayers in charge, we would buy the solar panels as opposed to the drones, because that makes more sense. You know, why blow stuff up whenever you could use this other over here to do some good? So My question is, how many solar panels do you think we could buy with the price of one drone and one bomb and one drone?
I don't know. How much doggone solar panel and wind turbines can you buy with 2 days of what was in Desert Storm?
Yeah.
Or enough to supply the whole USA.
Yep.
So this is why I call it mad science. And there's another reason.
We're mad.
Yeah, because we're crazy. We are the loons of the loons. We are the crazy of the crazy. That's good. We birds of a feather flock together, and I'm happy about it. All right?
If you just put those two together, because I'm going to tell you just how crazy a scientist I am. And I'm glad you mentioned birds. I finally, after several weeks, collected a whole tier of everything I need. I'm going to build one of those drinking birds and have that sucker make electricity. I'm going to call it the Electric Eagle.
Cool. I can't wait to see that one, man.
Problem is the government, when you describe them, it's basically freaks of a feather freak out together.
Yeah, well, here's my grievance, all right? And I call it mad science for a reason. I call it mad science because I blame the teachers. I blame the schools. I blame the government. I blame the people. I blame everybody for our predicament. You know? All right, if you're into nature and you think that nature is being destroyed, then you need to get out there and support your alternative energy researchers. You need to get out there and argue with Congress and the Senate and ask them why it is they spent $1 million on a drone that they could have bought solar panels with for the average Joe. Now, the average Joe can't afford to go out and buy solar panels, but here's what's going to come down out of it. And I'm telling you right now, it's exactly what's going to come down out of it. Why don't you go to complain to them if you don't get arrested, beat up, pepper sprayed, mopped, or whatever, and thrown off in the pokey? They're just going to laugh at you. They're going to ship you out the doggone door, because here's why. The power companies, they get a lot of money from you. And once they get a lot of money from you, they also get a lot of tax money that they have to pay to the doggone government. But then they turn around the government, one hand washes another. Every so often, the government will give them a tax break. So they're going to cut every corner they can in order to get tax breaks. So therefore, you get crappy service. You get crappy equipment. You don't get the top of the line what they could be putting out. Either way, here we are, we're going around in a big old circle now, and we still got the so-called global warming / climate change / hole in the ozone layer, so on and so forth. And don't forget the Fukushima. There's some guys and gals out there that get so extremely mad that I can see steam and smoke coming out of their ears. Why ain't nobody talking about why there's radioactive material going into the ocean and ain't nobody doing nothing about it?
That's on purpose.
The government don't care. Purpose.
Destroy the Big E economy. Destroy the next Big E.
The ecosystem.
Ecology.
Yeah, the ecosystem. Let me tell you guys something.
Make laws against making your own food.
I hope
that... What did they do back before they had electricity?
They
did well.
Well, right now, when I watch the news, I don't know what to believe. When I listen to the alternative energy community, I don't know what to believe. When I listen to the alternative media community, I don't know what to believe. You know what? I don't even know whether or not that anybody's out there manipulating my own reality or whatever, because it is so crazy. Go on Facebook. Let me get you all to try an experiment sometime. Write the most profound letter of peace that you could ever possibly imagine. I mean, just write it. Put your entire heart and soul into it. And then go out there and put it in Facebook. And watch. Watch as that starts to go down the flood of information that's pouring into Facebook. You know, when I put that letter out there about my dog Sammy when he passed away, and I wanted to do like a little memorial of him, I said it's going to get lost in the flood of data that's coming out here, because every single day without fail, thousands and thousands and thousands, if not millions of people are flooding the internet with tons and tons of information. They're pointing out things that they're concerned about. They're pointing out green energy. They're pointing out political things. They're trying to wake everybody up, and in the process, you got 7 billion people on this planet, and all of those who are disconnected into just Facebook alone are out there dumping their information right there in the river, and it's getting washed downstream. So put your most profound letter of peace right there on Facebook and watch and see if you can follow it downstream. See if you can follow how far your message goes downstream. See if you can follow how many thumbs you get on it, how many likes or dislikes or how many comments. Watch. And this is what I'm trying to tell everybody out there, that the technology that you have at your fingertips is so powerful but yet so worthless that it's mind-boggling. If you put a message out there on Facebook and only 200 people out of 7 billion people get that message, what a waste. I mean, 200 people out of that 7 billion people, I mean, if they go out and tell somebody else, then that's a good thing. But if you're worried about the planet, and if you're worried about the governments, and if you're worried about the, you know, stopping the wars, and if you're worried about stopping the sicknesses, and you're worried about stopping all this stuff, and if you're worried about Mother Earth or whatever, then you need to start focusing. You need to start focusing your attention. You need to start focusing your message out there. I mean, target specific. If you got something that you need to tell the government, you need to start backing your doggone alternative energy researcher, your alternative law researcher. You need to back them. And all I see out there right now, you know, we talked about this Truth Summit 2015 coming up. All right, we'll get together all these huge researchers from all these different YouTubes. We'll bring them together, and we'll have this huge truth summit. And the last time around, it turned into an argue fest, and nothing got accomplished. Here we are, 2015.
That's people that couldn't admit that they were wrong and tried to hide the truth from the people that did by omitting the ones that did, just so they could have their face stuck out on the doggone big celebration. Get together. It's kind of like a politician, man. He don't want you to know the lies, so he's going to try to do everything he can to get rid of the people that know the truth.
Well, and therein lies another reason why I put those videos out called 1318. Because in every single crowd, whether it be alternative energy, alternative food, there's always somebody in there that's either trying to get rich off of everybody's fears or worries or whatever. You know, they're trying to get you to buy their product. Hey, please buy my product. The government does the same thing. And maybe the government isn't the problem. Maybe it's the people's the problem. Maybe the government is just so stupid they don't even know what's going on to begin with, and so they do the best they can out of a bad situation. Maybe the government isn't even the problem. Maybe that's not the issue.
Can I break you up on this for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
It used to be the government protected their own people because it was like a team. Okay, their team of slaves against another team of slaves. And when it got too popular, or too much populace, they sent them to war, and they fought over things. They made, like you see out here, it's always a doggone scenario and a fiasco of something that's basically not even real. You come up with this, you people have got to know something fixed to go on. I wished I had Bill here this morning. He could explain it a whole lot better than I can. Most of the companies out here are fixing to get away from the euro and all this other stuff, and they're going to a petrodollar. And basically, our money is fixed to be worth about 10 cents to the dollar.
I hope our money goes to flat zero.
Listen, I'm serious. It's as close as March. And that really puts a big stump in my plans. I want to head up there to British Columbia and say, say hello and do some fishing and stuff with Barry.
Somebody's phone ringing.
Good morning, Barry. But you know what? All this is basically, it's set up. It's like the pigs. If you want to catch wild pigs, you go out deep into the woods where you know they are, you see their tracks, you find out where they go. You put up a chain link, you throw some food out there, they come for it. Free handouts. That sounds real familiar, don't it? Free handouts. Pig comes by, he knows he got a good meal that time, so he goes back, more pigs follow him. After a while, more pigs come. Then they put up one section of chain link fence. They let that go for a bit, and as the herd comes in and starts getting strong like it was before, they stick another piece of chain link fence, 90 degrees to that. And as the story goes, to make it short, because I know we don't have all that much time, they put up another chain link fence at 90 degrees, so now they have a big U, and they lengthen it. And then the next deal is to put a big gate at the end of this that can close by just pulling a piece of rope and slapping together and latch it. And when there's a good enough herd of pigs and they're sitting off on the side watching it, they've had their game cameras wondering, showing what time the pigs normally come by on their schedule and what the peak time is. They take data on us. They figure out what we're going to do, where we're going to go, who we're going to see. And then they slam the gate on us. And I'm telling you, man, the gate is there and it's ready. They knock out your food source. If they got your food source, they got you controlled. If they got your water, they got you controlled. If they tax you on your air, they got you controlled. They got you on everything. If they want to, if you can't even breathe the air, you must run somewhere where there is better air. One of the cruelest ways to die is suffocation.
Here's the thing. Who are they? You know, this is
the biggest mistake. Everything that you can buy to support yourself and your economy, taking it out from under us. They have poisoned the planet, our food, everything.
The moral to that material about how to catch wild pigs is, after you close the gate, other wild pigs come up, and they fight hard to try to break through the gate to get to the food. That is the moral of the story.
Yeah, but it's a one-way gate.
It's relied on you feeding them, people or a group or whatever. Once you give and give and give and give, eventually you owe. And that is their attitude.
What I'm trying to tell you is your dollar's fixing to die.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
And it's very close.
As much as I hate to say it,
yep,
I wish the dollar would die. You know, as much as I hate to say it, I wish the power grid would go down. As much as I hate to say it, I wish that we didn't have all these computers, we didn't have all these electricity, we didn't have everything. I wish that mankind was literally forced to just...
How can you sacrifice your electricity?
Well, listen to me.
I mean, it'd be great if we could go without electricity.
Listen to me, this is why.
We're in this trap.
This is why I'm saying, listen to me.
The trap is that they have computers that...
Listen to me.
...data log us. They have all this stuff that uses electricity. And they know that we have been so spoiled on it that we're not going to give up our electricity. And to have electricity is only good deals that only allows you to be tracked.
Listen to me. That's why
somebody,
I'm saying.
Somebody from a refugee camp gets a refugee. Basically, the army goes in and rescues them and takes them a long way. And they tell them no radios, no electronics, no nothing. But somebody sneaks a radio in. And they want to listen to it on their shoulder with low volume. And all of a sudden, the enemy knows where they're at because they were listening to a radio.
Well, going down the stream past the point that I wanted to make with that crazy statement that I just said. When I talk about the whole collapse of the power grid and I talk about the whole collapse of the money system, this is the reason why I'm saying this, is because sometimes it just takes a flat out, you know, the water doesn't come on. The lights don't come on to get people's attention. Everyone's sitting around watching Dancing with the Stars or Who Wants to Be the Next Millionaire or All-Star Wrestling or whatever. Would you imagine the day whenever their computer don't work and whenever their doggone lights don't come on? And they actually have to get up and fend for themselves. Wait a second, I can't cook a microwave burrito, so I'm going to have to figure out how to cook this thing. And they actually have to think. See, there's the problem. When Bill Gates was talking about artificial intelligence, he was even warning about artificial intelligence getting out of the way. And we all know how Bill Gates thinks, because he's a nut. But either way...
The only thing people got on their mind is what Beyonce wore last night.
Yeah,
Emmy.
Until... until mankind is literally, it has been faced with a disaster of epic proportions that you have to get up there and work for yourself. You know, these guys, come on, man, think about this for a second. Go back to Katrina when all that happens. And I'm not going into the conspiracy of how, you know, Hart made this big deal or anything like that. I'm not going into that. I'm not going into all the other political versions of the deal or the gun control issues or anything like that. But what I want to point out to people is the response that the government of this world had when that was going on was send military in to show a force to keep order and stuff.
Yeah, don't let the water trucks in and the food trucks in to help the people that are there. No, they want to evacuate them so they can raise the dog... so they can sit there and raise the doggone cost of insurance and stuff like that and boot the people out so they can buy the land cheap and create themselves a resort to make more money. It wasn't about saving people, just like the fire here in Texas a few years back. Volunteer fire departments came to put the fire out. They met FEMA at the gate with machine guns, as saying, no, I'm sorry, we can't let you in here because you're not on our itinerary list of helpers. You must register first. Well, when's the next time to register? About 2.5 weeks.
Where were the neighbors? That's the key word. Where were the neighbors? Where were the guy next door helping the neighbor next door?
And they got pushed away.
And see, this whole thing, you know, people get mad at me when I go away from we're talking about alternative energy devices. They get mad at me when I talk about anything biblical. They get mad at me if I talk about anything political. And it's all connected. Every single bit of this is all connected. Why I'm mad about electricity? Because we have a power structure out there that would rather take money from you and charge you carbon tax for something that you breathe out your freaking mouth, for Pete's sake, and something that plants eat up for food. While on the other side of the planet, you got a mass disaster going on in the radioactive material being flushed out into the ocean. You got fishes dying off. You got birds falling out of the sky. On the other side of the planet, you got people shooting each other up. You got bombs being dropped. You got a starving baby on the other side of the doggone planet. And I'm sitting here and I'm saying, look, doggone it, start thinking. Take that question mark that I just threw down in your face and start using some critical thinking. Critical thinking leads to solutions. And until you get those solutions on the table, until you start working on it, you know what? Raymond's come up with a ton of ideas. Since we've all done the Knights of the Round Table, since we've done the Mad Shine Show, I've come up with a ton of ideas. Money's come up with a ton of ideas. People should be out there expanding on those ideas to even larger ideas. We should be so much further advanced than what we are. Our governments are either totally inept, totally retarded, totally mentally ill, totally stupid, or they are literally doing it on purpose. It can't be any other reason.
Yeah, high fructose corn syrup. It's got crap in there to make you stupid. Did you know that sugar is an insulator? So they're going to like super saturate this crap and add extra stuff in there. And so now that you got an insulator in there, they're going to also throw mercury in there to help short out these thoughts so you don't have an attention span and can't reach the thoughts and the memories that you need in order to figure stuff out.
Well, lead and mercury, all of those are brain inhibitors, man. And look, we import toys from a country that doesn't care whether there's lead in the paint or whatever, you know. Hey, money's money.
What are you talking about? The CDC says that it's all fine, man. Mercury's okay in our body. That's what they tell us.
Yeah, aspartame's good and saccharin's good. Chlorine, fluoride's good.
Yeah, just study aspartame, man. What a joke. The people are drinking Diet Coke. Oh, yeah. Man, your head buried in the sand, man.
Okay, and so why is this? Why is this? Why is this? This is the question I want to ask. Why is it? I got my Mad Science YouTube channel, all right? And I put up question mark after question mark after question mark. I put up idea after idea after idea. Why is it that the people of this world feel it necessary to come over and call me things that, yeah, I would have to soak my brain out to even think about it again.
Well, let me tell you something about Diet Coke. Something I learned a long time ago about taxes. Number one, if you go into a good convenience store, you can buy chocolate milk and they tax it. Why don't they tax just regular white milk? There's a reason for it. Because it has sugar. Here's the main rules for what is taxable in that store or not. If it has sugar in it, it's taxable. If it is prepared food, it is taxable. That's about it. Or it's a solid item. Here's the deal. Why do they tax Diet Coke? It doesn't have sugar. Zero sugar, it says. If you ever drank a Diet Coke, or just basically club soda, it's kind of, got that yuck taste to it. What is wrong with Diet Coke? It has more carbonation in it. Carbonation...
CO2 in your soda!
...is made of carbons. The carbonation is sugar. That Diet Coke doesn't do you any good whatsoever. Loaded with sugar.
CO2 in your sugar. Listen, everybody out there in the radio land, y'all gonna drink flat soda whether you like it or not. That's all there is to it. Your government knows better than you. You are not having no more bubblies in your soda nor your champagne. Flat soda is for you because you gotta reduce your carbon emission. CO2 is in your soda pop, so you can't have something. Flat soda. Just get used to it. All right? I have spoken.
Saccharin, right? Saccharides. It's the sugar. Come on.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
It tears you up, too.
I could go on and on and on and on. All I'm saying out there is stop calling me everything underneath the doggone sun. I'm just an average guy out there trying to point out things. Look, you know, if you want to know how to build a generator, I'll send you to whichever version you want. There's people out there working on Bedini motors. There's people working on actual flux wind turbines. There's people working on plasma reactors. There's people out there working on it. If you can't find free energy, then you ain't looking hard enough. When's the last time you got a bill from the sun? When's the last time you got a bill from the moon or the earth or the wind or the river or whatever? The fact of the matter is,
you can't get anybody to help you on all this, dude. Because it's going to take sacrifice.
Might mean you have to get off the couch.
Sacrifice, but here's the deal: if you sacrifice the luxury of electricity, you sacrifice the luxury of that natural gas and all that other stuff. Basically, you're dead in the water because everybody else does it. They built all this stuff up. It's more of a weapon than anything.
Listen, I'm not going to give up my electricity. I'm just saying. Only reason why I pointed out the whole fact is I hope the power grid goes down is because the only way you're going to get people away from Dancing with the Stars or the Super Bowl with all the satanic freaking Illuminati slash whatever nutcase crazy sexual innuendos that they're going to put out there during the halftime show or the commercials, you know, to try to get you to buy more of their products or whatever. All I'm saying is the reason why I say that it would be best that the power grid did go down, that's because you can't watch Dancing with the Stars if you don't know how to build a generator. And it's about time that everybody get out there and have to school hard knocks it. You know, they have to get out there and they have to know how to chop firewood. They have to know how to change a flat tire on their car. You know?
I saw a movie where electricity went out all the way around the world. It was pretty cool.
Well, during the apocalypse, come over to Shaziz's house. It'll be the one with the lights on, because I ain't giving up my electricity.
Where do you live now, Shaziz? I need your address.
Just follow the light.
They would have to go out all the way around the world to where the government didn't have it either. Nothing electrical would work.
All I'm saying is we got the technology. We've had the technology. It could be very well potentially possible due to some hieroglyphics on the doggone pyramid that the Egyptians had the technology. And here we are. We're paying some knuckleheads out there for electricity. Sometimes, like, it's God knows what. I know I've gotten bills from $800. $800 in 1 month for average American is a killer.
All right, we just had a $250 electric bill.
Yeah, and that hurts. Yeah. That hurts whenever you got to buy food for your kids or your family or whatever, you know. You got other expenses. That hurts. But we have the technology to literally give to the world free energy. It's not going to happen as long as governments have to have your tax money so that they can buy the drone and the bombs and the gas for the doggone jets to fly over and show how big and bad they are on the block. And it's not just America. So all you people out there that keep blaming America, shut the hell up. I live in America. I'm an American. I love people around the world. I love Germans. I love Russians. I love Scottish people and Irish people. I love Chinese and Japanese people and Korean people. I love people from Canada. I'm just full of love. I love everybody. I'm not wanting to bomb anybody. So stop talking crap about my country.
Don't know me, and if I don't know them, I can't hate them.
That's right.
I hate the ones saying, go get them, boys, while they sit up there in their doggone chairs at, you know, big windbags, doggone, or weather balloons expelling swamp gas, sitting there smoking a cigar and rolling over it and sit back, eat their popcorn and doggone caviar and whatever, man, while we do all the crap. I think we need to take all the politicians from around the world, put them in the big, massive football stadium, and we'll sit up in the doggone bleachers eating popcorn, watching them battle it out, and it'll be over.
Yeah! And put the bankers in there, too. You want to be mad at anybody. Don't be mad at me for showing you ideas. Be mad at the doggone bankers. Be mad at the doggone war machine that's out there. Be mad at the folks that won't listen to common sense. There were ideas to clean up the BP oil spill without putting Corexit down there. I personally sent an idea to the United States White House. I did. I sent it there. I sent an idea how they could fix this doggone deal. And I'm not even going to waste my time explaining what I told the man. I even got one of those nifty little automatic responses back. Well, thank you for everything. We got it all under control. Okay. Yeah, right. Well, now you got fish flooding, washing up on the shore.
I got a question. And I already know the answer. I want to know if anybody else does. Wouldn't call 100 politicians wearing concrete boots at the bottom of the Hudson River?
I would say yard art.
I call it a daggone good start, really.
Yeah, I ain't advocating.
No, I ain't against government. I am against corrupt government.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Not the American people, but the American government people. Don't judge American people because American people fight for it, and so are good people. Their government's corrupt. People look around at Americans down the wheelchairs and they immediately think of disdain towards America. It's because of what's going on in their country. Well, I would hate them too if they came over there and killed my kids. But folks, it's not the American people. We are being controlled by a very, very small group of people, and they are not a representation of American people.
That's right. That's exactly.
It's crooked politicians on it. That's the only thing wrong.
Well, the solution for all this stuff.
Against corruption, they got something against you. There's lots of good politicians out there, but they are outnumbered. And if it comes to a point where they're making the difference, they get confronted or they get killed. JFK died because he was about to spill the beans and try to straighten things out, and he had a plan. We never heard it.
The solution for all of this stuff that we're talking about right now is to be aware. I put those two videos out there called 1318. The last one that I put out, I mean, it got like 4 thumbs down and 6 thumbs up, all right? It's not about the ratings to me, but what it does tell me whenever I see the thumbs down and the thumbs up, I can tell the difference between either somebody's religious or political views or they're not paying attention whatsoever, what it is that I'm trying to say.
In there that really got me there, she says, and I know it's the truth, it's not about the people. It's not about anything except they want your soul.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
What's the slave master? What does the slave master want of his slaves? Sit down, shut up, know your place, and shut your face. Am I wrong?
Right. Calm down, shut up, we're in control. Don't worry.
Alright, well, here's the thing. If you notice something that's going on, alright, and you put it out there, such as that video 1318, there is so much geometry, sacred geometry in just the 360 degrees in the circle that makes up that clock and the numbers on there. And all the different ways by which you can turn and twist that clock backward and forward and add up numbers that have biblical significance, not only that, but significance in everything else out there in this world. It's pretty impressive stuff. But even at that, taking away all the biblical significance and just thinking about the historical significance and the mathematical significance of it all, it's mind-boggling. All right, don't go down that rabbit hole. But either way, here we are. Once again, we're in the year 2015. We do have people out there, believe it or not, who want to kill us all. We got people out there who want to control us all. We got people who want to sell us stuff. I mean, every day,
sell us.
It doesn't matter whether you're on YouTube or whether you're on the radio or whether you're on TV, commercial after commercial. I'm going to sell you this. I'm going to sell you that. Hey, buy this. See, you go on your email and you can read days and days worth of spam. People trying to, hey, you won this, or guess what? You get a coupon for that. Whatever. The internet, listen to me, folks, and listen to me closely. The internet is two things. One is a vast amount of research capability, the most combined knowledge of all, some of all humanity's knowledge at your fingertips, or it is an advertisement. You're going to get advertised, you're going to either get educated, you're going to get spied on. I mean, you want to tell me from start to finish and whichever direction you go that system out there isn't the beast? This beast is sucking people in. Now, you're either going to get in there and you're going to fight the good fight against the beast, or you're going to get in there and go with the flow and watch all the smut and stuff to your heart's content, and this world's just going to continue to collapse right around us. There's still a starving baby on one side of the planet. There's still a bomb being dropped on the other side of the planet, and somebody's getting shot by somebody who just doesn't have no kind of concern for life or whatever. This is why I call it mad science.
If they're concerned about us, why are they illegalizing all wood-burning stoves?
Yeah, all right, cool.
Because when they cut the electricity and we're freezing, we're going to say, hey, help us.
Okay, take away all the guns. All right, the very first murder in the history of the book that I read was with a rock, and so you're going to have to take away the rocks too, which means we have no foundation. You can't have any bricks, can't have any butter knives, you can't have any pencils that are sharp, or even not dull pencils still hurt if you get poked in the eye with it. All right, you got to take away everything. Because once you take away all the guns, all you liberals out there that believe that gun controls, we got to take away the guns. We're going to give all these cops guns and the military guns because they need them to protect us. All right, when all the guns are gone and the cop isn't there and it's 45 minutes till the cop does get there and your neighborhood's clanking you upside the ear with a rock, then you tell me how safe you are as opposed to how safe you would have been had you had that doggone gun. I don't care. In any, even, it doesn't matter what. You folks out there need to just start getting some common sense and wake the hell up, for Pete's sake. If you take away the guns, you're going to get hit with a rock. Or you're going to get hit with a fist. Life is dangerous as long as you're living around knuckleheads. And if you want to save the trees and get out and plant some trees, if you want to save the planet and carbon emissions and all that, get out there and support one of your local researchers or do it yourself. There's solar, there's wind, there's hydroelectrics, there's thermoelectrics, there's exotic material after exotic material. There is so much out there. If you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough for it. And if you're out there complaining about saving Mother Earth and you're not out there doing anything to support some alternative energy researchers, then you just need to shut up because you're not doing any good. All you're doing is complaining. And I can sit around and complain and complain and complain and piss and moan
24/7. And meanwhile, while over there in Japan, we got toxic waste and radioactive material killing off the starfish, which is killing off the jellyfish, which is killing off the other fish, which eventually is going to kill off all the doggone sea life, those sea lions, and eventually the dolphins and the whales. And before it's all, the doggone entire ocean is a wasteland, and you are going to starve because you ain't going to be able to open up your can of tuna because there ain't going to be none. And when the birds are falling out of the sky and one of them hits you in the eye and you call me a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist not knowing that tinfoil is not tinfoil, it's aluminum foil, I'm going to tell you, wake the hell up, stupid.
Yeah.
Did I just go on a
rant? No, you can't eat it because it's doggone radiated and all that crap, just like doggone Fukushima's doggone clouds and crap are getting redirected just above Hawaii and around so it blows up over Canada. Now Canada's getting radiated and we're swapping the air so it gets freezing cold down here when it shouldn't be, and then next thing we got a heat wave of 82 degrees in the middle of winter as it flops and flops around. Yeah, they're just kind of, let's spread this stuff out, make sure it's all out there so nothing can live. Your GMOs got poisons in them to help for bug control, so you wash your fruit off, you try to eat it, it still tastes like it's got some on it. Let's wash it off a little. Oh, well, we'll just peel it then. And you go inside, and it still tastes like pesticides. And it's going inside and poisoning. Yeah, so, yeah, let's dumb them down. Let's make them weak. Let's attack their immune system. Let's tell them it's AIDS. Any doggone immune deficiency disease, any disease that compromises your immune your immune system, is called AIDS. And then let's get on top of that. Let's make a doggone... Let's help them out a little bit. We'll get their money before they die by sitting there making a doggone pill that costs about $2,000 a month for a doggone subscription.
Yeah, treat them with radiation until their hair falls out.
In America, it's made it here in America, and you can go across the border to Mexico and get them pills for 50 cents.
Treat them with radiation until their hair falls out. Hey, Raymond.
China.
Raymond, oh, take your rant. Brother, take it. We got a rant going on. Take it, Raymond.
Okay, go ahead, Raymond, then I'm going to rant.
Should I get 2 minutes? Go, Raymond!
Yeah, we done made him laugh. He's not in the mood. I'll tell you what, I'm still in the mood. I'm sick and tired of it, man. So here, what's the other, you know, all your need, basic needs, you need heat, you need shelter. You really don't need electricity, but, you know, you're kind of addicted to it. So, yeah, they got it, and they tested it out a couple years ago where they shut off everybody's electricity for periods and intervals around the world, and they said, oh, it's an experiment. It ain't nothing but practice. And now we're, what's our next big war? Water. Number one, how many days can you go without water?
3.
Okay, so I go out here to my once glorious, beautiful Brazos River. It was controlled by the Brazos River Authority. We pay them to protect our water. But what do we got? I'm gonna build a city for mowing the Brazos River. We got puddles out there with fish doing break dancing and doing the flounder and stuff, man. Yeah, they're learning how to dance, man. They're getting pretty good at it. Except they just don't get good at it for very long. And then it stinks. And then the water comes through. And here comes our water. It comes from one city above that just pooped out all their sewage into it. It comes and it gets sucked up by the next doggone town. Gets sucked in. They add stuff to it to make sure nothing, they call it purification. They put something in there to make sure that nothing can live in it. And then we consume it. We poop it out. And they
Bill Gates,
stuff in it that makes sure nothing can live. And they put it into the river so that nothing can live. And it goes into the next town. They suck it in, put more stuff in it.
Money.
Purify it.
Money.
Well, that doesn't work at all, doggone. And then we got some guy up there where the water is fresh called T. Boone Pickens, the richest doggone man in, by gosh, Texas, who bought a piece of land where it runs free. It doesn't have to be that big, just enough for about 4 or 5 trucks at a time to back up and suck the water up, even though on water rations, they don't need a permit. Pepsi Cola doesn't need a permit to back up to any town that has good water where they're on rations. Yeah, they can suck the doggone thing dry, but nobody can water their lawn.
Buddy.
Water their garden. Oh, that's illegal. don't even wash. You know, you can't even have so many gallons a month so you can actually bathe and wash yourself. But T. Boone Pickens can take it, ship it to the coast, put it on a barge, and send it over to China and Japan where their water's screwed.
Muddy.
Yeah,
muddy.
They're protecting us. They really like us.
Muddy. I saw... Hey, guys.
Our backs with a freaking knife.
Hey, guys, listen. 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 I saw a doggone deal on the news just a couple days back where they're talking about how Bill Gates was talking about turning your poo into water. All right? Come on!
Yeah, I remember a water company that had a big billboard right in the middle of town of Hampton, by gosh, Virginia, right below probably about 8 blocks south of Langley Air Force Base. And this billboard said, outhouse water. Crisp water, the best water. We may not be number one, but we are number two.
Barry, you ready to rant?
Go ahead, Rick. I'm lucky, guys, because I don't have to deal with the water issue up here. But, you know, in the very, very near future, wars are going to be fought over water. We look at what's going on in the water supply around the world, the contamination of the water supplies. It's only a matter of time here where we are going to be fighting over water. We're going to see people coming demanding Canadian water because we have an abundance of good, fresh water from Canada. And the time is going to come very, very shortly where I can just see it being demanded from Canada. We don't have a choice because of the situation in the United States. Your water is
all right. They'll melt it. Don't worry.
You know what? What we have to do is look at what they're doing with the desalinization plants over in Asia and how they refine them, how you can take salt water and make it drinkable water. A very, very real reality. So I'd like to add that into the equation. Do you guys, have you looked at that? Do you understand how these work? I mean, it's a reality. They can take salt water and make it drinkable. I mean, they brought desalinization. My son Michael was looking into this.
Yeah, and they did it in Dubai. They've been doing it.
Yeah, I mean, ships. Yeah. I mean, fine art.
Our Navy ships, our aircraft carriers can take care of enough water for a whole city on the water, and they actually make enough that they can sit there and supply a town that has been bombed and has no water and everything. Yeah, they come to the aid of those.
Can I interrupt for a second? Listen, this drives me nuts. You remember how we all sat around, we talked about all the hydrogen technology out there?
Yeah.
Well, we were called stupid. Oh, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. It takes too many amps to get what you need out of it. Well, did you know that the Navy came out here recently and said by 2016 they're going to be running their boats on what?
Water.
Water. Wait a minute. Right now in this world, there is cures for 7 major humor disorders. Absolute undeniable cures, yet the government holds it back.
Well, that's the thing. But listen, Barry, it's a stupid idea when you come up with it, but if the government comes up with it, hey, they're God.
It's a great
idea. They come up with a stupid idea. Lots of them are. Most of them are. And that's the way to save the earth. When somebody's got the real doggone deal, and if they start to get noticed, they wind up, oh, well, we're going to knock your YouTube channel out. Oh, no. Well, no. You killed somebody. I didn't kill anybody. Yeah, you did. It's right here in the paper.
Yep. All right, listen, guys. I want to say something real quick. I got to say this to all my YouTube listeners out there. I know you're listening.
Pedophiles blame other people for being pedophiles and put them in jail and send somebody to kill them there.
Listen,
well,
I want to...
It just happened. He must have fell down.
Hey, listen. I want to say something to all my YouTube listeners out there, because I know you're listening. All right? I want to say something to you real quick. Okay, now I'm waiting for this page to load up. I've got 4,524 subscribers on my YouTube channel right now. I would like each and every one of you to go over to that unsubscribe button and unsubscribe to me right now. All right? I want my YouTube channel all the way down to 0. I don't want no subscribers anymore because I've lost my freaking mind. I'm serious. Mad science has drove me over the edge. All right. Once you guys all unsubscribe to me, then you can take the chains of bondage off of me, and I can walk away from this computer and never have to try to tell you anything good again. And for all those folks, for all those folks listening to Shaziz Radio right now, I want you to change the channel. All right, turn off Shaziz Radio. Unlike me on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff, I want everybody to walk away, because once you guys all walk away, then there's no need for me to get up on Saturday morning and I can sleep in. This world's nuts, folks. It's flat out freaking nuts. It makes me angry because I'm sitting here watching as it's what I was taught in school as science, and I actually did experiments, so I know that you can turn a lemon into a battery. It is possible. Lemons have citric acid in them. You take two dissimilar metals, a nickel and a copper, and you put it in that deal and stick your tongue on it, and you'll get a little shock on into your tongue, and you can actually measure with your voltmeter a actual physical voltage coming up out of it.
Yeah, just spit on two dissimilar metals and you'll be fine.
And so, there's no need for the trolls to troll me anymore. All you gotta do is, it's simple, unsubscribe me. You don't have to curse me out, just go away in peace and love and harmony and all that kind of stuff, and go hassle the next guy. And when all the sum of all humanity's researchers out there, when Raymond gets fed up with you guys cussing him out, when Barry gets fed up with you cussing him out, and Muddy gets fed up with you cussing him out, and all these different YouTube channels get tired of their doggone videos that they put all this hard work and research in, get thumbed down, when Wake Radio gets tired of all the internal conflicts of people trolling the doggone channels and chat rooms to get them to not say what it is they're saying, when Shaziz Radio gets fed up and gets tired of all the different people coming in here telling them that you're a disgrace to Nikola Tesla and you're this and that and bleep bleepity bleep bleep and so on and so forth, when TNS Radio or TL or whatever, all the different radios from No Borders to Muddy, you know them all. I can't even keep track anymore. There's so many different networks. When all these guys and gals out there get fed up, when they're tired of being tired of people continuously, they're trying to put out good information and you're continuously attacking them, and they all decide to close down shop, when Shaziz Radio goes down, Tina Sara Radio goes down, Wake Radio, all the different networks out there finally decide to heck with it. I'm fed up, I'm tired of it, I ain't putting out no more YouTube videos, I'm not doing anything else. And when everything all, when everybody walks away from the table, there's no more Knights of the Round Table, there's no more mad science, there's no more nothing except silence. When the power grid goes down, you're on your own. Each and every one of you are on your own. You could have had Muddy, you could have had Barry, you could have had Raymond, you could have had Crazy Old Shaziz, you could have had all these people together working towards a solution, and yet you decided to troll them instead. This world...
I got one word for the whole situation.
It's a mess. That's what I'm saying.
I don't care. Look, I've had maybe 12 people in the last 5 years chew on me.
You know,
I've had trolls play games and stuff like that, and I put them back in their place, and basically they don't come back. I guess I'm one of the lucky ones, but I tell you what, man, if you're going to do something in your life, you got to make it meaningful. And to me, what I do is meaningful.
Well, does anybody know for sure, 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we're dumping radioactive material into our ocean via Fukushima?
Yeah.
All right, there's one problem. We have a solution for that problem. Now, is there any, does anybody know 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt that the BP oil spill actually occurred and they poured Corexit in there, which is killing off the wildlife as well? Anybody know that for sure? Did it really happen?
Nope.
All right, well, there's a possible problem that needs a solution right there.
Barry's been down to the coast and stuff down there and looking at these starfish dissolving.
Has anybody out there paid a bill, a light bill, recently over $100?
Yep.
I don't know for sure that that happened, and I do not know anyone else personally that knows for sure. But I also have another question that goes running along with that. And that is anybody know for sure that T-Bone is shipping fresh water to China? Because actually the man is rich because he's not stupid. and it would cost way more to ship fresh water from the United States to China than you could make fresh water out of ocean water.
Yeah, but see, he don't pay for it. He don't pay for the shipping. He don't pay for the shipping.
Yeah.
He don't pay for the shipping, they pick it up at the gate.
Just like the United States.
All I'm trying to point out is this. Alright, look. I'm tired of Planet Xers talking about Planet X is going to kill us. I'm tired about all the conspiracies out there, such as the Illuminati, the Freemasons, and all the different deals like that. I'm tired of the constant doomsday bombardment from all different directions. I'm tired of the World War III scenarios. I'm tired of all the craziness that goes on. I'm tired of the people starving in this world. I'm tired of people getting shot. I'm tired of people getting beheaded. I'm tired of every time I turn my news on, it's all continuous negative. I'm tired of turning on my YouTube channel to check my messages and being called everything under the sun by the white man. I am tired of all of humanity's knowledge being going down the doggone toilet. If indeed we have problems in this world and we don't get together and the mainstream media ain't out there talking about this and ain't listening to every option as opposed to just one little handful of scientists in the world that can't even get the facts straight on global warming. One day it's hot, next day it's cold. Next day it's hot, next day it's cold. The weatherman comes out and says, it's going to rain today, yet it snows. Or it's going to snow today, and it's 70 degrees outside. You people out there on the planet Earth need to get your freaking act together, or else I'm going to get on my spaceship, and I'm going to fly off of this rock, turn back, and never look again. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the madness.
But you ain't going to turn your back.
We need every single individual out there with brilliant minds to be heard. We need people to actually pay attention to ideas. We need you. We need your ideas. We need people out there to literally stand up right now. Doggone it, man. I'm just, I get so doggone frustrated because all the technology that we need to solve every single issue that we've talked about for the last 2 years is on the table. When are we going to have people actually get together and do what it takes to solve these issues? The only time that I see anything get done is whenever you personally stand up and do it yourself. That's it. That's the only, my grandfather used to say it all the time. The only time anything, if you want something done, get done, you get up and do it yourself. Because you can't even rely on your family member to help you out, you know?
Yeah. That's your frustration, buddy. But unfortunately, in our world today, until it really starts to affect people, really starts to affect their lives, a lot of people are just going to keep...
Bingo! And that's why I said what I said earlier.
I hear it every day, you know. I'm going to tell you guys a quick two-minute story here. Yesterday, I walked into Fountain Tire, and 2 years ago, I started talking to the owners of this store about stuff, you know, that I looked at on the internet, and, you know, they just totally didn't want anything to hear about it. Yesterday, I started a conversation about Chaga mushrooms, and the conversation went from Chaga to 9/11 to chemtrails to everything that's happening on the earth. And we did that for an hour from three gentlemen that are scientists at Monkey Nifty. And I talked to this, and I've never seen people open up like this. I sense it. I know people are becoming aware. We have to reach mass awakening, and we have to reach it very quickly. And I see it happening, but I sense your frustration to this. I know the trolls are out there. I get hit every day, but it doesn't stop me because I'm committed to what I'm doing. Knowledge is what we have to get out there. And if people don't take the knowledge to this and they don't do something with it, then as far as I'm concerned, they shouldn't be looking at themselves in the mirror in the morning, because the legacy we're laying down right now, folks, for our children is absolutely despicable. And the only thing we can do is change it. We are the ones. And if you don't look at this, then you're not looking at yourself in the mirror. That's how I see it. So many people go home, watch their TV, go to work, support the system, and they think everything is just fine. Think the government's going to look after all the problems and everything's just going to go on the way it is. But I'm here to tell you, folks, it's not. That we are at a pinnacle right now in human history. We are under attack in every aspect of our life. Society, our health, everything is under attack. it's coming to an end. And if you can't see that, then you're really not looking in the mirror, folks. You're just not looking. You have your eyes closed. You got to take the blinders off. You got to get away from mainstream media. You got to go to these alternative networks. You got to start looking at stuff like free energy. You got to look at what's going on in our Pacific Ocean. Man, yesterday, Shazil and I had a talk with Nathan Cullen, our MP from Ottawa, the NDP representative. I had a half-hour meeting with Nathan yesterday, and I brought him his attention to a lot of things, and all of a sudden, Nathan piped in and said, yeah, you know, the Canadian government is starting to become aware. So I'm like, fired him. I said, why aren't you up there tapping it, buddy? And he says, you know, I'm going to bring this to the Parliament's attention right away. I had a half-hour conversation with him yesterday about this. He granted me some time to have a meeting with him. I brought that up in a couple of other issues, but I looked him right in the eye, I should have said, we have to really together with people. We have so many divisions in our world that have been put in front of us by design. And these divisions have been put in over many, many years, and they have been designed to get us to where we are right now. We fight amongst each other. We fight with our neighbors. We don't know our neighbors. We have no communication with our friends. You walk down the street, everybody's frowning. Nobody wants to talk to you. Just lonely in our little open world. But if we keep going this way, guys, we are doomed as a species. We are.
Amen, brother.
What's happening in the ocean? What's happening in the ocean right now, Shazil? You know, I went out there and I saw it with my own eyes. I talked to a crab fisherman this week, Professor Rupert, and he looked me right in the eyes and said, Barry, we were pulling up crabs out this year that had holes to the bottom or to the top of the shell. He says, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And this guy, the straight shooter, the government closed my eyes. I jumped on my politician yesterday about this. I got right in his face and said, buddy, you guys got to get out and have a look what's going on here because this is the ocean. The ocean, you know? Source of life on this planet. It's supplying 60% of our oxygen, and it's dying, and you guys are frozen your eyes to it. Anyway, I'm set about it because you're shocking as it is, and some days I feel just like you. I want to walk away from it because the emotional baggage you carry, you see all of this stuff happening around us, and yet most people are ignoring it and just closing their eyes to it. It just drives me absolutely nuts.
Amen,
I look at my grandchildren every day, and I go, man, I have to fight for these guys.
I want to answer a question to my friend Ryan Abrams over at Abrams Lab. I love Ryan. He's an awesome researcher. He's an artist. He's an awesome guy. I put my video out there called 1318 Part 2. And his question to me essentially was techno doomsday clock, ninth grade algebra, and the devil. You all right, Shaziz? What happened to the search for free energy, Brian? Yeah, I'm all right, brother. Trust me. All I'm trying to do with these two videos that I put up there, and there might be a part three coming up here pretty soon as well. And I don't care if I lose every single subscriber I got because I've never been into it about getting rich or famous or anything like that. But here I am out here putting out videos of ideas for people to try to figure out alternative energy because they need to electricity, you know. They want to be able to live in comfort and heat and all that kind of stuff like that. And at the same time, while I'm trying to do mine, I'm literally being attacked. I'm being called everything under the sun. Right before your very eyes is some amazing mathematics that are mind-boggling. I can't even remember numbers yet. I can show you this on the clock, all right? Now, these guys out there into sacred geometry and all the other stuff and all the hidden technologies and knowledges of the earth and whatever, you know, we should not be sitting here talking about global warming / climate change / Fukushima radioactivity in the water and so on and so forth. Everything that you have seen and heard is right there in a little black book that they call the Holy Bible. And if I say I'm a Christian, I'm going to get attacked. If I sit there and I start talking about anything that relate to God, I'm going to get attacked. And even those folks who worship Gaia, they worship the creation instead of the creator, then they're going to attack me. I'm going to get attacked from every different direction regardless of what I say, what I do, anytime I step outside the doggone box. Because while you're inside the box of your own true beliefs, meanwhile, fish are washing up on the shore. Birds are falling out of the sky. toxic materials are going down the creeks and the streams and the rivers in your natural environment. While you're sitting around arguing between Buddhist versus Muslim versus Christian versus atheist versus liberal versus Democrat versus all the crazy stuff, while you're sitting around talking about how we got to save the doggone earth, you're sitting there mocking everything that we're trying to accomplish, everybody in this world. Everybody out there wants their family to be able to be raised in a wonderful world with their children and their grandchildren can live a happy, decent lifestyle. And all these governments out there, all these special interest groups, all they're doing is hindering mankind. I put the video up there. I pointed out the clock. I pointed out some obvious deals on there, such as the numbers that you could just calculate forward and backward and upside down. I pointed out the symbology. I pointed out the fact that the governments out there, the secret groups or whatever you want to call them, Illuminati, Freemasons, or secret societies, secret religions, satanic cults or whatever, all these individuals use symbology. They use everything they can to control your freaking brain, yet I'm the nutcase for pointing it out. Look, this is it, man. When this planet sinks, each and every one of you, no matter what your background is, we're all going down together. The fact is, we have every single piece of the puzzle, all of them, every single piece of the puzzle to solve every single issue on the table right now. Alternative energy, we have alternative media, we have alternative medicine, we have things that nature has provided that will not only heal your body, that'll heal your mind. And yet, here I am, 2015, shouting until I'm blue in the face, my eyes are bugging out, ready to roll across the freaking floor because I'm asking the question why. I put a question mark up on Shazia's YouTube. I've been putting question mark after question mark after question mark. Why can't we do this? Why do you got to tax the solar panel if you're hollering about a doggone carbon footprint? Why do you got to tax the windmill if you're hollering about a carbon footprint? Why do you got to tax the alternative energy guy if you're hollering about a carbon footprint? Why did Stan Myers have to die because he didn't want to put his doggone equipment into military equipment if you're worried about the doggone whole mess? If you've got tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of radioactive material that is decaying on a daily basis and it's releasing energy, if you're so worried about radioactive material, toxic waste, then why are you putting it in water to boil water to turn around and turn steam turbines that could be done by wood or coal or something safe until you get it figured out? And why aren't you taking that radioactive decay just like you do in a doggone smoke detector and using it to produce more freaking energy? Bury it in the ground 7 million miles if you want. Bury it clean on the doggone moon and stretch an extension cord for Pete's sake. And use that radioactive decay to pick up that radiant energy to put it back into the power grid so that you're not hollering about we're going to run out of oil. You're not hollering about a hole in the ozone layer. You're not hollering about all the damn different things that you keep saying about global warming / climate change, climate disruption. I'm going to blow a freaking gasket, for Pete's sake.
Okay, Shazia, take 2 seconds, please, buddy. Take a deep breath, because we don't want you blowing a gasket, but I sense your frustration. And you know what, Shazia, my son yesterday brought my attention to a company in Germany, and what they're doing is they're experimenting with these really, really big optic glasses that will funnel the sun's energy to a point and boil thousands of gallons of water at a time. Now think about that for a second. We're talking about boiling water. Well, the sun has so much energy. All we have to do is set up a large-scale optic magnifying system, set it over top of a pail or buckets or a reservoir of thousands of gallons of water, magnify that sun's energy directly on top of that water, and you'll boil it.
Amen, brother!
He was looking at this last night. He said, well, Dad, you know, this is simple. It works. You can magnify those waves with simple optics. You could set up a 500-foot optic glass on steel poles and have a reservoir of water underneath it and have that water funnel into a turbine. And you could boil that water without ever needing another nuclear fusion reaction on this planet.
And how many?
This water recondense it.
He's looking at it, Shazam. A young man is starting to look.
Yeah.
His son is looking at answers. Young people.
How many?
The world in 10 years is going to be screwed.
How many volcanic, volcanic vents? Listen, how many volcanic vents are there around this planet? All right, there's so much thermal heat going on, you could run every doggone boiler system on the freaking planet just out of the doggone heat wasted out of the Earth itself. How many lightning strikes is going on? How much static energy? By God, and then I'm going to say this, and I don't care, we're getting down to the wire. There's 4 minutes left in the show, but I'm going to say this right here. If you can't find free energy, you simply ain't looking hard enough for it. The creator of this planet... Or whatever, Mother Earth, however you want to come at it. There is so much energy on this planet, hydrogen, oxygen, freaking electricity, static electricity, tidal electric effect, so on and so forth. There is more energy on, free energy, that's it. I approve free energy. I don't care what you guys think, you just don't want to get off your butts and do it.
My turn.
Okay, you got a minute.
Basically, Boomer, you got some of them plastic barrels, or I could use one of them and my water jugs. I'm going to fill that barrel with sand and hook up PVC at the bottom to bring it up to the top, and I'm going to make me a doggone sand water filter because...
Perfect.
Your distilled water that you can get off that steam and all that stuff is distilled, basically sucks vitamins from your body, but basically the sand filter gives you some of the best, purest water there is, and I want to let that top 2 inches of that sand form an eco-culture that eats the bad bacteria, which puts off good vitamins, minerals, and all that stuff, and I want to drink some healthy water.
Hey Scott, what kind? Do you want the closed kind with the two openings, or do you want the ones with the removable lid?
Give me one of each.
Okay, you got it.
I'll make a video and we can show people how to get some decent water to drink.
Alright guys, listen, we're down to the last 2 minutes.
My closing thoughts.
We're down to the last 2 minutes.
My closing thoughts, guys. I urge the young people of the world to become We as an older generation, as your forefathers and your parents, we have left you a mess. And we have been duped and brainwashed. And it was not too late in our lives that a lot of us woke up and said, but we are awake to it now. We realize that we've left you a mess, and what's coming in the future is a mess. And young people, please, my son is inspiring me. Become awake to it, guys. Start working. Because we ain't got a lot of time left.
Amen, brother.
I love each and every one of you. That's my closing thought.
Barry, I like your son's idea about using sun power to boil the water. My thing is, add something to that. Boil ocean water. Use the steam to turn turbines to make electricity. Condense the water after you've used it to make fresh water for people to drink.
See?
Very simple.
All right, guys.
How much are we going to need to do that? Nothing. We can shut all the nuclear power plants down, guys.
That's right. We have to.
Turn electric power plant on a barge. After all, we can get water in a boat or a barge. Weight is only ballast. That's all it is. So you can build the power plant as big as you want. Just build your barge bigger. That's all.
All right, and guys. We're there.
God bless you all. Thanks for having me. Water. Use the steam power to make electricity. Ship it back to shore and condense the salt with the steam back into fresh water. Done.
Alright, guys.
Welcome to the show, Bubs.
I hope that... Thanks. Listen. Listen, we're right down to it. Look, I thank you guys for coming on the show, and I hope we can take this up on the Knights of the Round Table tomorrow, because this is brilliant. Look, you folks out there, we have every single answer to every single problem in the history of time, and it's going to be up to we the people to do anything about it. We're not going to get any doggone good representation from any government agency out there. No matter whether they have good intentions or not, there's a lot of money powers behind the scenes that either buy them off, blackmail them, or threaten them, whatever, to do whatever it is that they're doing. We, just on this little panel right here alone, we have come up with tons and tons and tons of ideas of things that you could use in nature that won't even harm nature. And if I've offended anybody out there, I apologize for, sometimes you got to stand up, sometimes you got to shout, sometimes you got to do whatever it takes to try to get people to look towards common sense. We should be able to end the wars. We should be able to end all the stupidity. And the reason why I call it mad science is we have the technology, but yet here we are. We don't use it, and people are still complaining. So with that said, peace and love to everybody. Stay tuned for the Hope Show.
Crap.
21 gigawatts!
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.